Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Q104, good morning, Bill and Alyssa. Here I am, October 29th. And I'm wearing shorts today.
Look at you.
What is going on?
Yeah, what's up with this weather?
It's trick-or-treat week.
I mean, I'm not going to complain about it. I'll take it.
No, I'm not complaining.
I'm just a little confused.
I'm definitely confused. I remember trick-or-treat when I was a kid. I can remember it being so cold that my mom would make me wear my winter coat.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
While I was trick-or-treating. And I was so mad. I was so angry about that because nobody could see my costume. I'm basically just walking around in my winter coat trick-or-treating.
Well, yeah, it ruins the costume.
Totally ruins the
costume.
It's
like the one day a year you've just got to suck it up and be cold for a little bit. I've had Halloweens where it's snowing.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Like
I don't know if my memory is faulty, but I could almost swear that I was trick-or-treating through some snowstorms.
Back in my day, we'd be going house to house in under 32-degree weather. No jacket, uphill both ways.
That's what my memory is, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty accurate. So this is, I'll take it. I'll take this weather.
Yeah, it's looking nice. I mean, there's some rain this morning. It looks like rain off and on throughout this week.
The only thing I'm going to complain about is the fact that these kids, they're not going to have the character building that we had of just sucking it up and being cold while you're going to get some free candy.
Yeah, they think Halloween is just gorgeous weather every year now.
I know. What's up with that?
It's kind of a late night last night. The Cavs look incredible. They are 4-0. They beat the Knicks last night, and I stayed up to watch. They're so much fun. The Cavs are going to be really fun all year if they keep playing like this.
Is this making the end of the Guardian season a little less bittersweet for you?
A little more palatable?
Yeah, a little more palatable.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, the last time that a Cleveland sports team lost was a week ago Sunday. The last Browns loss. Like a week ago Sunday.
I mean, the Monsters lost on Saturday.
Oh, they did lose?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
My bad.
They went into a shootout, though. So, like, they went into overtime and then a shootout. So, like, They still played a really good game. It by no means was it like a blowout.
I gave them credit for that win. They didn't deserve it, but it's all right.
That's all right.
This season is young.
Yeah, it's the first home game of the season. They got plenty of time.
And then I've been invited to play shuffleboard again tonight.
Oh, are you going?
So it's going to be potentially another late night. Back-to-back late nights here.
Late night shuffleboard on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. This is my life now. I am playing shuffleboard on Tuesday nights.
Honestly, like, you're laughing at yourself, but I think you're living the dream. This is exactly what I want to do when I grow up.
Whose dream is this?
I don't know. My dream.
I don't know who has this dream.
You'll be the youngest one there again.
If someone is jealous of me, great. It's nice to say that someone is jealous of me. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Jen in Lakewood. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
We hear you have some good vibes. Please share with us.
Well, my daughter and I just recently moved to Lakewood, and she's been having a real hard time adjusting to school. And she came home the other day and told me that she had made a friend, and it melted my heart.
Oh, my gosh. Stop. That's so sweet. How old is your daughter?
She's in kindergarten, and we moved like a couple weeks after kindergarten started, so it was a big adjustment for her, and all I kept hearing was, I hate this. I hate this. And then she came home from school and she was like, Mommy, Emmy played with me at recess today and I have a friend and I love Lakewood. And I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, everything's going to be okay.
All you need is a friend sometimes.
Just one.
Just one.
If your kids can just make one, you know that it's going to be okay.
Oh, I love it. That's an incredible vibe.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me share it.
I think that you're going to love your neighbors in Lakewood who are raising their kids right. And I bet by the end of this year, she's going to have a dozen friends.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, thank you. And Emmy, if your mom is listening, you are a sweet girl and you are raising a beautiful little girl. She was so kind to my daughter. Thank you.
Oh, Jen, thank you for calling this morning. We love that good vibe.
Thanks.
216-474-0104. That's how you share good vibes on this show. Keep the positivity going. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So People Magazine, when was the last time you've read a People Magazine? Like, actually had like a magazine in your hand.
It's been a while. It's been quite a while.
I was probably at an airport or a dentist's office.
I was probably at like a nail salon.
But I still see People Magazine, but most of it is online.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll read their articles through Instagram.
Yeah, that's mainly what I do too.
And they still do their Sexiest Man Alive.
Oh, do they really?
Contest or whatever they do. They take votes. This is a reader's vote. And they just did this. 350,000 people voted for the Sexiest Man Alive, which I don't have the results of right now. They're going to reveal that on November 12th.
Oh. But do you think it's going to be George Clooney again?
I don't know. Do you think it's going to be Paul Rudd again?
It was Paul Rudd?
I don't know. I think he was Sexiest Man, I don't know, last year, maybe 2 years ago.
Hey, I like Paul Rudd. I'm not mad about it.
They do all of these other categories too. And they do have the results of these. So they have the result of Sexiest Musician.
Ooh, who got that one?
Can you guess? We'll probably be here forever if we're trying to guess.
Yeah, there's too many. I don't know.
Harry Styles got that.
Oh, my guy. Yes.
Sexiest first-time dad was a category.
Oh.
I had one guess. I was wrong.
Who'd you guess?
Justin Bieber.
That's who I was going to say. It's not Bieber?
It's not. Robert Pattinson was voted as the sexiest first-time dad. He had a baby girl this year with his fiance, Suki Waterhouse.
That's a good choice. Yes, middle school me is very happy about that.
Sexiest podcast host was a category.
What? We're getting more obscure.
And it was a tie. This is easy.
Was it you?
What are you talking about? That would mean that you would have gotten it too.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, are we on this list?
No, Travis and Jason Kelsey.
Oh.
I am not on TikTok. You are on TikTok. Sexiest TikTok star.
I have no idea.
Have you ever heard of Mark Estes?
No.
He is known for his gym videos, and he is also the ex of Kristen Cavallari.
Oh, yeah. I'm not on that side of TikTok.
You do not have Mark Estes videos popping up in your algorithm?
I got a lot of Sabrina Carpenter. That's what I got.
Hey, back to sexiest podcast hosts. We did drop a new episode of our podcast this morning, Can't Read, Can't Write.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to elect us for this vote next year, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, why not? That might help the downloads a little bit.
It might help, other than the fact that we have faces for radio, but, you know, that's okay.
This week, we had Halloween memories. So, Halloween, when we were in college at Kent State, was always it was a big week.
Oh, yeah.
It was a huge week on campus. They always said that Kent was the number two party school for Halloween.
In Ohio.
I don't know if it still is. I don't know what the rankings are these days, but
yeah, don't quote us there. But back in our day, Halloween at Kent used to be pretty litty.
We tried to think of every possible memory that we could from Halloween at Kent, and we shared that on our podcast, Can't Read, Can't Write.
Some of the memories are a little foggy, but we did our best.
The Q Morning Show on demand. That's how you find our podcast. Search that. Q104. Dasha. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good to have you with us this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Got the big wheel right here.
All right, let's give it a spin.
What do we call it? The wheel of hot takes?
I think so.
It is hot take Tuesday. So we have no idea what's up on this wheel. Someone else in this building created this wheel for us, and they put little tiny slips of paper on each of these. So you spin the wheel wherever it lands. So we're going to take the piece of paper, read it, and whatever it is, whatever the subject is, we need to have a hot take on it.
We got to give our hot take.
I'm afraid the day that I don't have a hot take on it. All right.
Oh, okay.
Looks like it's going to be this one right here. So let's read this. Should teenagers be allowed to trick or treat? Discuss.
Oh, absolutely. What kind of question is that? I definitely think the teenagers, they're still kids. And honestly, I don't even care how old you are. I don't think that there is an age cutoff for trick or treat. As long as you show up at my door in costume, you're getting candy.
No age cutoff?
No age cutoff. Straight up.
College students?
Hey, if they're going to put the effort in for a costume, more power to them.
You know, it's funny. Up until a couple of years ago, I disagreed with you.
Really?
Yeah, and maybe this was, I don't know, in my 20s, maybe it was before I had kids, but I used to say, Halloween trick-or-treating, 13 is the cutoff.
No.
No one over the age of 13 should be out there trick-or-treating.
You've got a 13-year-old, though, and, like, he's still a kid.
Well, here's when I changed my mind. I think it was during COVID. I think I changed my mind somewhere around that time.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like kids were robbed of Halloween for
absolutely.
At least one year.
At least one, if not more.
It could have been multiple years. And I think at that point, I changed my thinking on it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? If a teenager shows up at my door, I'm not going to think negatively about it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the only thing that I gripe about is when people show up without a costume and just expect candy.
Yeah. That would be a
problem. You got to have the full fit going.
Okay. So there's a disclaimer there. There's an addendum. Teenagers, it's okay to be trick-or-treating as long as they are in full costume. As long as it looks like they put some effort into their costume.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking for, a little bit of effort. What do you think? Do you think that there is an age cutoff now?
No, maybe 18 now, maybe I'll make it 18.
That's fair.
But I have no problem with teenagers trick-or-treating. You know what I kind of have a problem with?
What?
while I'm having hot takes and just a stream of consciousness on the radio right now. The other end of the spectrum. Because the last few years I have handed out candy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I'll get a doorbell ring and it's a grown adult trick-or-treating with a baby in their hand.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And the baby's dressed up. Sometimes the adult is dressed up. Sometimes not. And they're trick-or-treating.
But, like, you know that baby's not going to eat the candy. They're a baby.
Yeah. Who's the candy for? It's not for the baby.
Clearly.
Baby can't have candy. The baby doesn't have teeth.
Okay. I see where you're getting at with this.
So it's just grown adults going around the neighborhood getting candy.
So teenagers, you're free to go out trick-or-treating. Babies, you're the one we have a problem with.
Right. Right. If you can't... Right. I got to figure out how to word that, but yeah, if you need to be physically carried up to the door,
then you're too young.
You shouldn't be trick-or-treating. How about that?
You're too young to be trick-or-treating.
How about those hot takes?
That's a hot take right there.
Is it?
That's a pretty hot take.
All right, I'm getting sweating a little bit. 216-474-0104. How do you feel about teenagers trick-or-treating? How do you feel about babies trick-or-treating? The Q Morning Show, Q104. Yeah. Hot take. Tuesday, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, here's what we're discussing this morning. Should teenagers be allowed to trick or treat? That was on the hot take wheel. And I think Alyssa and I both agree. We will allow it.
Yeah, absolutely. If there is a costume, I'm good. Just don't show up at my door in like a hoodie and like a pair of jeans and be like, give me candy.
Right.
Like, you got to put some effort in.
My opinion on that was different before COVID, but I've completely changed my mind. In fact, this texter 216-474-0104. That's our text machine, as well as the number to call the show. They say, I would rather have them trick-or-treating than breaking into my car. Yes, I
mean,
agree.
Yes, I would rather that as well.
I would gladly give them a couple of Snickers bars in exchange for them not breaking into my car. Ashley is in Plymouth. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Teenagers trick-or-treating, what do you think?
I think it's great. I mean, I think anybody should be allowed to trick-or-treat. You show up at my door and say trick-or-treat, I'm going to hand you candy, whether you're 60 or 3 years old. It doesn't matter to me.
Even if you're 60?
Absolutely, 100%.
That's what I'm saying. If you're out and about, you're walking, you're going house to house, you deserve the candy.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I feel like it's a joy for everybody. It should be a holiday for everyone to just have fun, say trick-or-treat, and get some candy, and go home and eat it, and have a good night.
So if I see someone that comes to the door and they're 60, do I need to have one of those hard candy, like the
Werther's?
You got to have the old people candies. You got to, just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
All right. Thank you very much, Ashley. Good to have you listening this morning.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Brooke is in Parma. I don't think Brooke is happy with one of us, probably me.
Probably you.
Is that right, Brooke? Are you not happy with me?
Oh, my God, Bill. So I was totally looking forward to taking my one-year-old baby out for her very first Halloween. And she's got a super cute ladybug costume. I'm so excited for it. I'm going to video and take pictures and, like, make a TikTok. But according to you, like, I'm not supposed to be doing that. That's wild. I really have feelings about this. Like, I've been looking forward to this moment in her life. Like, it's her first Halloween, and you're judging parents on, like, celebrating milestones with their kids. That's insane.
Well, Brooke, it's just my opinion. My opinion doesn't carry much weight.
But your opinion impacts, like, first-time moms. I don't know what else to tell you about that. Like, I'm really excited, and now I feel like I'm going to have judgment from all my neighbors. Because if you have this opinion and you're sharing it on air, then other people are also going to have this opinion.
No, that's
Brooke,
not...
I need you to know, no. Bill is sitting here with his head in his hands.
No, that was not my intent at all. Brooke, if you walked up to my house and your little baby daughter was in your arms wearing her ladybug costume, I would still give you candy. I'm just stating my opinion that... In the back of my mind, I would be like, why are they coming up here? That still sounds bad.
Yeah, you didn't make yourself, you did not help your case, Bill.
Right. Like, you're going to judge me when I walk off. I'm just trying to, like, enjoy a moment with my child.
Oh, this isn't even Am I the Bleep Hole, but I think we've determined that Bill's the Bleep Hole.
Oh, now I feel terrible.
It's good, Bill. People are just trying to create moments and magic with their babies.
Sorry for trying to make memories.
Right?
It's clear that Brooke isn't feeling well today. She sounds like she's battling a cold or something like that.
Yes, I am.
Let's just say that you're just a little cranky because of your cold.
No. That's not what's happening.
Wait, did that not come out right either? I'm making it worse.
Yeah, he's making it worse. You're just digging a bigger hole.
I'm reaching my arms out right now because I want to virtually hug Brooke. Brooke, I'm sorry. I don't know about Hot Take Tuesday anymore, Alyssa. I don't know. I don't know about this anymore.
Bill's not confident in this at all.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta have thicker skin for Hot Take Tuesday, man.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, show.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Let's go to Doylestown to talk to Ava. Ava, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a three-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your three questions, Ava?
Yes.
Good luck. Question one. Everything he touched turned to gold.
Ooh, I'm not sure.
Question two. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
Kit Kat bar.
Question three. In the classic cartoon, it's the great pumpkin Charlie Brown. When Charlie Brown goes trick-or-treating, what does Charlie Brown continuously find in his trick-or-treat bag?
Oh my goodness, I should know this. Peppermints? I'm not sure.
Ava, here is your tally for today. You went 1 for 3.
Oh, man.
Alyssa, will you please report to the studio?
Let's get Alyssa back in here to see how she does. I think some of these might be difficult for Alyssa. I think that last question might be difficult for Alyssa.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't seen that in a long time.
We're about to find out. Alyssa is back in the studio. Headphones are going on. Alyssa, meet Ava from Doylestown.
Ooh, good morning, Ava. Doylestown, where's that?
Hi, Alyssa. It's a little small town south of Norton, over by Barberton area.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, super quiet town, super nice people.
Alyssa, I'm not going to tell you how Ava did. I'm just going to jump in with your three questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Question one. Everything he touched turned to gold.
What? Is that it?
Yeah. I thought this was the easiest one.
Everything he touched turned to gold?
No?
I don't know.
That was King Midas. The Midas touch?
Girl, what?
Everything he touched turned to gold?
No.
Really?
No.
I'm surprised by that.
I'm assuming Ava missed that one too?
Yes.
Okay, solidarity. We're in this together, girl.
Good.
Question two. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
Kit Kat bar.
And question three. In the classic cartoon, it's the great pumpkin Charlie Brown. When Charlie Brown goes trick-or-treating, what does Charlie Brown continuously find in his trick-or-treat bag?
Oh, my gosh. Apples? I don't know.
Apples is incorrect. Every time he went to a house, I got a rock.
Oh, yes. Oh. That's what it is. I haven't seen it in so long. I have to rewatch that.
That's what I said.
Alyssa, you had 1 point today. Unfortunately, Ava only had 1 point. So we end in a tie today, and all ties go to Alyssa, so Alyssa gets the win.
You hit us with those hard questions today, Bill.
I didn't think they were. I promise you I did not. Ava, we have a parting gift for you. How about tickets to go see Derek Hough dance for the holidays at the Akron Civic Theater?
Thank you. That's amazing. My name is Ava, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, good morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, there is celebrity news this morning, and I know half the news. I think Alyssa knows the other half. But I'll tell you what I know. Supermodel Gisele Bündchen.
Thank goodness you said it, because I don't know how to pronounce that.
I think I'm close on that, if not accurate. Gisele, the ex-wife of Tom Brady, quarterback Tom Brady, she is expecting her third child. And this is with her boyfriend, Joaquin Valente, the jiu-jitsu instructor.
That's what I was going to say, the jiu-jitsu instructor.
They have been dating since November of 2022. She split with Tom Brady in the summer of 2022. They started hooking up.
There was some overlap.
Not too long. But I think there was trouble in paradise between Tom Brady and Gisele. The way that I remember it is Tom retired from the Patriots, and Giselle was very excited to have Tom all to herself. And
right.
She had all these plans about what they were going to do, and then Tom said, you know what? I'm bored. Forget your plans. I'm going to go play for the Tampa Bay Bucks, and they split somewhere around there. Like, I don't know if I have that 100% correct, but that's
pretty much the story that I know, too.
Okay. So Giselle is pregnant. It's official. They have announced it.
The other half of the story, though.
Yeah.
Did you see Tom's Instagram story yesterday?
I did not, because I don't follow Tom Brady on Instagram. That's why I was saying that you know the other half of this.
Oh, I love some tea. And this, like, I don't know, this just warmed my heart. I think it's so funny. He posted a Instagram story of a sunset with the Chicks' Landslide playing in the background. You know their rendition of Fleetwood Mac's Landslide?
Yeah.
Like the song that always makes people cry. Yeah, put that yes. in the background of this story. And then at the very bottom, the only words on this Instagram story just say, "Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?" Quoting the song with some hearts. So Tom Brady's having sad boy hours right now.
Do you approve of this Instagram post by Tom Brady?
I think that, yes, I do.
You do?
I approve of it because I think it's hilarious. Because it's every sad boy that looks at what they lost and they're like, oh man, shouldn't have ever let her go.
Yeah, but you're publicly letting people know that.
I am wondering if this was meant maybe for close friends and he just hit the wrong button. But yeah, he just went ahead and posted that publicly. A picture of a sunset with Landslide playing in the background. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
I question Tom's choices about many things, but especially for leaving that Instagram post. You can't put up a post like that after your ex-wife announces that she's having a baby.
That's what I'm saying. He just put it up last night, and I'm like, oh, cryptic, Tom. Like, wow, no one knows what you're referring to.
I think the correct move there would be not to acknowledge it at all.
You know what this feels like? It's like when somebody puts up a Facebook status that's like, I'm not doing very well right now. And then somebody's like, what's going on? Are you okay? In the comments. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
They're just looking for that attention.
Well, then he vague posted then. That's what he did.
He did. He cryptic posts.
Vague posted. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good luck, Tom. Jelly Roll. Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you. So let me tell you what happened to me on Saturday. This is something that I think is going to be happening with my oldest son. I think we're just getting into the start of it, you know,
okay.
Because he's 13. He wants to hang out with his friends.
Right.
And he says to me on Saturday afternoon, he's like, I'm going to go see a movie with my friends tonight. Okay. He didn't ask. Didn't ask permission, but whatever.
That's fine. It's fine. He's
like,
a young adult.
He's done it before. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. Go see a movie. And then he's like, later in the day, he's like, I need a ride. I'm like, to the movie theater?
There it is. Well, how else is he going to get there?
Well, if he's going to make these plans, well, this is what I'm going to complain about. If he's going to make these plans, why doesn't he make the plans where he's going to have a ride? Why do I have to get involved? Okay. And then I asked him, oh, what movie are you going to see? And he wanted to go see that Venom movie that's out right now. It's some Marvel, I don't know what it is, like some kind of a like Spider-Man demon or something. I don't know what that movie is. Anyway, so he wants to go see this movie. And he's like, I need a ride to Seven Hills.
That's a little bit of a hike from Rocky River.
I'm like, okay, Seven Hills. I'm like, where's the movie theater? And he's like, in Strongsville.
What?
And so I said, okay. Exactly, right? But he's getting mad at me that I'm asking questions. Like I'm supposed to just drive him wherever to go see this movie. And I'm like, Will, I said, I'm trying to understand why four middle schoolers that live in Rocky River need to meet in Seven Hills to go see a movie in Strongsville.
That doesn't make any sense.
I said, can you please understand why I'm asking the question? And I guess it's because that's where two of the people were going to be. And
okay.
Then I have no idea why they wanted to go to this movie in Strongsville. So I drove him to Seven Hills, dropped him off.
Uh-huh.
And then at night, like later that night, Paula wants to go to bed. The movie was at 8:30. 8:30 at night.
Okay, so it's a little late.
Paula wants to go to bed because she has work the next morning.
Uh-huh.
And I'm watching the Cavs game. And she's like, are you going to stay up for Will until Will gets home? And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess I have to.
Well, yeah, if the movie's at 8:30, though, I mean, it's at least, you're not expecting him home till at least like 11.
He got home at 11:30. So
okay.
I stayed up until 11:30 waiting for him. I mean, I would have done that anyway, probably. But I'm just like, do you see what I'm talking about? Like, his night has completely inconvenienced me.
That's part of being a dad.
I guess so.
Yeah.
He didn't even get to see the movie because it's they don't let anyone in under the age of 17. So they just watched a movie at someone's house.
What?
Yeah, he didn't even get to go to the movie.
Oh my gosh. All that for no movie.
And it's just, and then we asked it, like, before I drove him to Seven Hills, I'm like, do you have any money? And he's like, yeah, I have $7. I'm like, do you think that's enough?
I love 13-year-old logic. Like, I do remember it. And for what it's worth, I know that it has to be at least a little bit annoying to be an Uber driver for your son. But on the flip side of it, I remember being that age, being just too young to drive. He's just a couple years away. It's infuriating when all you need to do is get from point A to point B and you have no means of doing so other than asking someone to take you.
Not asking.
Telling.
Telling me that needs to be there. What's wild to me, and I think this is what it boils down to for me. What's wild is he is out there. My son is out there making plans. He has no money. He has no transportation and no permission. And yet they're just all making plans.
Not a care in the world.
Do you know what I'm talking about? That, I guess that's the question I'm asking. 216-474-0104.
He's 13.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Bill's night was just completely dictated by his sons.
Yeah. Parents of middle schoolers, teenagers, do you know what I'm talking about? 216-474-0104. I don't even know what I'm doing right now. What am I doing? Am I venting? Am I just looking for support?
Looking for support, solidarity.
It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. It just blows my mind how I don't ever remember doing this when I was that age.
I'm sure you don't?
I did it. I just don't remember doing it where my teenager, 13 now, is just making these plans without checking with me or his mom first and just deciding what he's going to do. But he has no money. He has no way to get there. And he doesn't ask us if he can do these things. Karen in Strongsville, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
So this is something I just need to get used to?
Unfortunately, it's just the beginning, and you have two. I have two daughters, so yeah, we're in for the ride.
When is the last time it's happened to you?
About 2 weeks ago, my daughter wanted to get some volunteer hours at the zoo for Alzheimer's Walk, and I'm like, oh, that's so fantastic.
Yeah,
how are you getting there?
That's awesome.
Yeah, how are you getting there? You. Oh, okay. Well, when is it? 6:30 in the morning. What? On a Saturday morning? Are you kidding me over here? No, Mom. And then you can pick me up at 10:30. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess there's my Saturday morning with my 15-year-old.
See, that's even worse, though, because it's volunteer hours.
Right.
Like, you can't even be upset with her about that.
Right. This is something you should be proud of, your daughter, because she has good values and she's going out there and volunteering. Except you're roped in, too.
Well, my youngest daughter said, you know, Mom, I bet you Penelope or Annabelle specifically did 6:30 in the morning just to get you out of bed.
Oh, I'm sure she's not that diabolical.
Yeah, she's not that cynical.
No.
Come on. I'm sure she didn't want to be up that early either.
Thank you, Karen. Well, it sounds like you have a good daughter anyway. I mean, at least they didn't want to get up at 6:30 in the morning to go watch Venom.
I'll give you this, too. I actually, my first job, I didn't have a car. I had to be driven to my first job every day that I worked.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
And that just made me think of a story. Now I feel bad. Now I feel guilty. I did make my mom drive around all the time.
See?
All right. Cindy in North Ridgeville, do you know what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah. I have a 13-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl.
What is the most recent instance of how they made plans and didn't confer with you about it?
Last night, my daughter, it's 8 o'clock at night. Can I go over to my friend Peyton's house?
On a Monday?
Right. It is bedtime. Girl, we get up early. What are you doing?
At least she was asking permission, though.
Oh, well, they know I have to have the who, what, where, when, and why.
Yeah.
If you don't have those five, don't come to me asking yet.
Yeah.
So see, they know.
Cindy's doing it right. Like, I need to establish those boundaries, those parameters with Will. Like, I think that I've let him make his own plans because I'd like to give him some independence, some free reign over his own life.
Maybe you should like print out like approval sheets of like, where are you going? When do you need picked up? When do you need dropped off? Who are you going with? And
that's
just like
idea.
Leave a stack out on the kitchen counter and be like, hey,
right.
You need to give me at least 48 hours advance. Turn it in. If it's not in 48 hours in advance, I can't guarantee anything. Get him prepared for the workplace. There you go.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Lisa.
See?
You're going to be a fantastic mom. That's
or somebody's worst nightmare. One of the two.
If you run your family, your household, like an HR office, then you're going to do just fine.
Yeah, see? There you go.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 855 on Q104.
Let's say good morning to Isla in Ohio City. Good morning, Isla.
Good morning.
We hear you have a good vibe to share.
Yeah, so I showed up to work on Monday, and everyone was tired this week. Everyone was stressed, and one of my coworkers had baked a giant carrot cake for everyone in the office, and he was just passing out slices. So, yeah, that brightened my day.
For no reason.
No reason at all, just the goodness of his heart.
He was just like, you know what? This is going to make people happy today. I'm going to bring a giant carrot cake in.
Yep, exactly.
Was it good?
It was delicious.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. I'm pretty jealous. I would like a slice.
I would give you one if I could.
I do not care for carrot cake.
Wow.
It is not my favorite. I would have avoided having a slice that morning. But I would have been grateful. I would have been like, hey, that was really nice of you, but I'm not going to have any.
Oh, no. Any cake that you hand me, I'm going
to
eat it.
Is that rude to not have? If someone brings in cake to work, is that rude to not have it?
No, it's more for me.
All right. Sounds like you work at a fun place there, Isla.
Super fun. Yeah, it's a dream.
Thanks for calling in with your good vibe.
Thank you.
I was just thinking about yesterday when Alyssa brought me in a McGriddle from McDonald's.
Yeah, that you didn't eat.
I refused it.
That's fine. I had two.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
It's fine. I just took it personally.
McMuffins I like. Q104.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.